This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The horrific case involving Kermit Gosnell and 8 counts of murder related to abortion will not have any potential jurors who profess being pro-life. 6 potential jurors who expressed religious, ethical, or moral qualms about abortion or the death penalty have been dismissed. 72 members of Congress are asking the Government Accountability Office for information about government money possibly being funneled to Planned Parenthood. This request follows up on a 2010 GAO report on Planned Parenthood funding that raised more questions than it answered. The Fourth Circuit Court is quickly becoming one of the next battlegrounds against the HHS mandate. A new amicus brief by a broad range of religious and political legal groups says that Obamacare's employer mandate has become the bludgeon with which the government feels empowered to cripple the consciences of employers who may take religious exception to paying for the fuzzy collection of contraceptive agents, including abortifacient drugs. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view, of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Other stories at Life News include details of another botched abortion that a Colorado abortion business may be trying to hide, and a UN agreement on violence against women may be scuttled because some member nations are refusing the agenda of abortion advocates. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.